Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another daily devotion. It is sunny New Zealand weather, and it's great to be able to pause and open up God's word and see what he has to say for another wonderful Saturday. I hope you're excited for the Lord's Day tomorrow. I know I am. It's Reformation Sunday tomorrow, which is always exciting. We're going to be looking at a passage in Romans tomorrow at our church service, thinking about Reformation Day. But we're not quite there yet. We've still got today. And today, we're turning to the book of Revelation. So if you've got your Bible handy, open it up to Revelation chapter 5, and we're finishing off where we left off yesterday. Revelation chapter 5, I'm not sure why I wrote from verse 6. Because we're reading from verse 6. From verse 6 through to 14, and just wanted us to pick up a little bit just before where we finished off yesterday. But before we read this, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love for us, we thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your word. We pray that you would bless it to us. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Revelation chapter 5. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And all the elders fell down and worshipped. Well, yesterday we saw silence. Sounds weird to say we saw it, but we saw silence happen in heaven, didn't we? We saw John viewing the silence and then breaking down and weeping as he realized that there was no one who was worthy to undo the scroll. And then we saw this lamb, this conqueror, who was like a lamb that had been slain, and he came forth, and it was said that he was able. And so we ended by seeing him quietly walking up. And it's interesting because the way it's written, it's almost like all of heaven and earth looks on as this angel comes forth and takes the scroll from the right hand of God. And it's almost like there's bated breath, you know, like everybody holds their breath to see if this lamb will be able to take the scroll and open it up. Is this conqueror? He who is worthy. And of course, the angel said, didn't he? He said, "Weep no more, behold the lion." And so the angel had intimated that this was the one, but you could imagine everyone waiting to see if it truly was. And so out of that silence comes the lamb, and the lamb takes, and we saw that he took the scroll from the right hand, verse 7, of him who was seated upon the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, there's this sense in which after the lamb takes the scroll, all of heaven and earth responds. So up till now, they've been silent. They've been silently watching on. But now, a refrain pours forth. A song erupts. And so we see the silence broken, that the lamb doesn't speak, and yet the silence is broken. And the breaking of the silence is deafening. And so we see these elders. The elders are mentioned again. And we talked about in chapter 4 how the elders represent the church. There's the 24 elders who are a picture of the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. The church universal. And so the universal church, what does it do? Have a look at verse 8. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp, that is, the elders, and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And you might ask, well, why does it mention what they're holding? Well, it mentions the harp, which was the tool for singing, and it mentions the bowl of incense. And this is really important, because the bowl of incense of prayers comes up again later in the book of Revelation, and it talks about these prayers being the guttural prayer of a people who are sorely oppressed in this world. And so we're reminded that this is not just some future event which is going to happen at the end of time. This is talking about now. It's talking about now, and it's being written to a people who are suffering. This is an incredibly pastoral letter. This comes from God to a church that is suffering, comes to a people who have no idea how the promise of the victorious church will work its way out. All they see is death. All they see is destruction. All they see is weakness. How could Christ ensure that the church is victorious? And so all of these prayers are pictured as coming before God with the elders. The whole church carries forth these prayers, and we're reminded this reality of God addressing the needs of his people. But what is it that they sing? They sing a new song. Now, don't take the new song as meaning that they sing a song which has never been sung before. The idea is that a new thing has been achieved. And of course, the new thing is redemption, isn't it? And so out of the reality of this new thing comes forth a new song, a new flavor of song, a type of worship and praise, which is only now fully realized. And we see the reality of that, don't we, in the words that these elders sing. They sing, "Worthy are you to take the scroll." They've just seen it, haven't they? They've seen him take the scroll, and they say, "So worthy you are. You are the one who was able to take the scroll. And you're the one who's allowed to open up its seals. You are the one who can bring about the plan of redemption. Why? Because you were slain. And by your blood, you ransomed people for God." Isn't that the story of Jesus Christ? Isn't the story of Jesus Christ that he went and conquered where everyone else failed? He went and won back a people for himself. He fulfilled the promises of Jesus, the promises of God, the promises in the garden, the promises to David, the promises in the temples, the promises in the sacrifices, over and over and over. Every promise was fulfilled in Christ. And Jesus fulfilled what God had said would be done. And what's the outcome? You got to remember the Old Testament language, the Old Testament language of "I will be your God and you will be my people." And so what's the outcome of this ransoming work of Jesus Christ? He ransomed a people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And he took all of them and made them into a kingdom, into one kingdom. And he made them priests to our God, and they shall reign upon the earth. And so you could imagine as the people alive reading this, and for us today, as we sit in countries which are abandoning the gospel, in countries where it's becoming harder and harder to proclaim the truth, in countries where hate speech laws are beginning to be talked about, and soon enough they will try to silence us for saying what is true. As we sit in these contexts, what we see is that God is victoriously building his church, and Jesus Christ has assured the victory of the church. And so he is still today gathering together people, people from America, people from New Zealand, people from Australia, people from Ireland, people from Canada, people from Africa, people from Asia, from every people, every tribe, every nation. He's gathering them all in through Jesus Christ. No other way but through the redeeming work of Christ. And so this fills us, this should fill us with hope and assurance. Assurance that God will do what he promised, and Jesus will build his church, and the gate of Hades will never be overthrown. And we shall reign on the earth. And that must have been so bizarre to hear, as a people who were downtrodden, thrown to lions, and cut up in pieces, to read that we will reign on the earth as God's priests. What a beautiful hope, isn't it? In the midst of turmoil, to see yourself as reigning in peace as priests for the Most High God. And so the church raises its voice in this song. And you know, the wonderful thing is this is not just a future reality, is it? This is what we do here and now. Here and now. Tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, as you gather together with the people of God, this is the very thing you will be doing. You will be raising up your voice in worship to Jesus Christ, because he has ransomed a people. He has redeemed a people. He has made the sacrifice. By his blood, he has brought you near. You know, and you get this beautiful response, don't you? You get this beautiful response where myriads upon myriads and thousands of thousands, verse 11, of angels fall down and worship and say, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." And then they give this immense list of reasons. He's worthy to receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, blessing. I mean, what else can you add to that? He's worthy to receive everything, all that is due to him and him alone. But if that was not enough, you get the elders worshiping and the four living creatures worshiping, and you get all the angels gathered around them worshiping, and then as you look further back, you see verse 13, every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything lifts up its voice and says, "To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever." And you know, if we think about the fact that this is an ongoing reality, that this is happening right now, you see, this has been going on since redemption was accomplished. And so every Sunday when you gather with the people of God, and every Sunday as you raise your voice and sing praise and honor and glory to God, there's a sense in which all of creation joins with you in worship. You know, we see so little. We see buildings and we see some musicians and we see one another, and there's just a small group of us, and our singing's not very brilliant. We're not that great at it. And we get the music wrong, and we get the songs wrong, and we make mistakes. If we had eyes to see what was going on in the spiritual realms, there would never be a second in which we would say, "Man, our worship is so poor." We would be overwhelmed with the glory and majesty of what we are a part of. And we need by faith to gain that vision. We need by faith to see what God is doing. God is joining us together with all of creation in praise of Jesus Christ. Whether there's three of us in a small room in a persecuted country, or whether there's 1,000 of us in a building in America or New Zealand or wherever you happen to be, we are joined together with the church of all ages, the church triumphant. and all of the angels, and all of the living creatures, and all of creation, worshipping He who is worthy. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what tomorrow's all about. And that's what our whole life is all about. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for the praise and glory that we can give Jesus Christ. We ask that You would magnify Him through our lives and through our worship services tomorrow as we gather with Your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me again. I will look forward to seeing you back here next week. I hope you have a blessed Lord's Day. I'll see you Tuesday for another episode in Revelation. Have a most blessed weekend.